This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jeff Williams. Buying that first car for a new driver can be a confusing process with lots of choices. I recently talked with Brian Moody, executive editor for Kelley Blue Book, about navigating the purchase of a new driver's first car.
And the hard part for parents and for the kids that are buying their first car, it's finding the right balance. So, of course, we want something reliable. And, of course, we want something affordable. And, of course, we want something safe. And then the kid might want something like, well, I want something kind of cool. And those can be hard things to balance. What I always suggest is, like, look, get your kid involved in the process. You know, make them save up a little bit of their own money. It turns out they have different ideas when they say, well, I have $500. And you show them, well, here's what that gets you. And, you know, that helps the process, too. But in terms of the safety features, like you were saying, just 15 years ago, buying a used car or maybe even a new car was a different proposition. Today, a new car is going to have nearly all the safety equipment that you could possibly want. So if that's the way that a parent's going to go is to buy them a new car, I don't advise it. But, you know, some parents just say, well, it's not worth the risk. I'm just going to buy them a new car every time. Buying a used car, there's a handful of safety features that I think are must-haves.
What are those, Brian?
I would say I wouldn't get my kid a car if it didn't have airbags, side curtain airbags or head curtain airbags, meaning that it protects your head, traction control, stability control, and of course, anti-lock brakes go along with that. And the reason I say these things is because these are not exclusive features anymore. 15, 20 years ago, those might have been hard to find or only available on expensive European luxury cars. Today, you can find a $9,000 car that has head curtain airbags, traction control, and stability control. No problem.
Looking at what's out there on the market right now, if you're looking, especially even if you go as far back as a 10-year-old or 8 or 9 or 10-year-old vehicle, of those cars that are out there and on the list, are there ones that are maybe better propositions than others if you can find them?
Of course. You want to look at, those combination of factors. And if you can find that, if you can find the reliable and the affordable and the safe, that's the way to go. And there are cars like that. I think the cars that I think of most are Toyota Corolla, Honda Civic, some Chevy, like the Chevy Malibu would be a fairly good car. Think about those types of cars, and that will help you get closer to your goal. Then show your kids some pictures or have them come up with some pictures, you know, online listings or whatever, and say, well, what kind of car do you want? And then that should help too.
So if someone's looking for like an SUV or some sort of a crossover, there's probably still a lot of choices there in that range. They're not going to break the bank, but it'll still have some of these safety features and maybe get the kids a little higher up off the ground and maybe give mom and dad a little more peace of mind.
Yeah. I think if you look at something like a Toyota RAV4, or you look at something like a Honda HR-V, those cars are on our list. And new or used, those cars would be excellent choices for a new driver.
Practically everything is done online these days, including purchasing cars. For parents that are looking and wanting to make sure they're getting reliable information, making sure that it's a vehicle that actually exists, are there some tips that the Kelley Blue Book has in terms of, you know, making sure you're looking in a reputable place for a vehicle?
Yeah, I think that when it comes to buying used cars especially, it can be a challenge. There's typically three ways that people are going to come across a used car, and that would be a private party, and that oftentimes has the best price, but if you don't know the person, then that can be the biggest risk. There's also a franchise dealership, which would be a new car dealership. Like, say you go down to your local Honda dealer or Chevrolet dealer, they're going to have great used cars, and they're going to be in excellent condition. They wouldn't take them otherwise, but they're also going to be the most expensive. And then in the middle, you kind of have these independent car dealerships that if they've been in the community for some time and they have a good reputation online, you can often find the best combination of good quality cars for a reasonable price. You can also use many online tools. Auto Trader is one of them. You can use filters. You can also go to the Capital One Auto Navigator site, and it has right there price categories, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. And all you can do is just click on that, and it will give you the prices in that price range. And then you can start eliminating cars that don't have the right safety rating for you, The same with Auto Trader. You can use all of these sliders and filters and find just the car that's perfect for you. Mm-hmm. I think the independent dealer or the franchise dealer is the best way to go. But if you know the owner and you want to go the private party route, then you can sometimes get a great car that way too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So a lot of vehicles, we're in that time frame now where there are a lot of older electric or hybrid electric vehicles. Obviously, naturally, those things have batteries. And as we're finding out, sometimes those batteries do have a life expectancy. Is there something that we should look for if one of the cars on that list is an electric or a hybrid electric? And do we need to kind of think about, okay, when was the last time those batteries were replaced, or are those the original batteries? Is that an added thing kind of need to think about if you're looking at an EV for this?
Yeah. And some of the cars on our list are hybrids, the Prius, for example. I think the experiment on the Priuses has pretty much been run. I mean, we have a collective millions of miles on Priuses, yeah, and their battery packs are not failing at a high rate. We would know about that if that was the case. Mm-hmm. So a Prius is a good deal, new, used, or even if you're looking at something under $10,000.
Sure.
With regard to electric cars, mm-hmm, though, keep in mind that new electric cars depreciate very rapidly. So a used electric car could be a good deal. And most of them have a warranty of at least 8 years or 100,000 miles for the battery pack and the drive components. I believe Toyota, for their hybrids, has a new car warranty of 10 years or 150,000 miles. So if you're buying a used one of those, you're going to be in good shape. But even if it's not a Toyota, the electric cars still have very long warranties. And so the first two or three owners are going to be covered. Would I buy a 20-year-old electric car? Probably not. But you never know. Everyone has different needs.
Sure, sure. Brian, for folks that hear this and want to find out more information, where's a good place that they can go?
You can go to Kelley Blue Book's website, which is kbb.com. There's lots of great information, including pricing and the value of your own car.
That's Brian Moody with Kelley Blue Book. I'm Jeff Williams.